keeping it relevant.
It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/Forester. Real quick, got a note here on Twitter from Jim, whose handle is at Jim33254597. That just rolls off the tongue, Jim. He's a deacon. He says, I changed to electric giving, but I do not like that my children don't see me give to the church. I try to have one of us put something in just so the kids see us giving. Excellent advice, and I concur with that wholeheartedly, Jim. My kids are all grown up, but back in the day, when we would have, typically it would be whoever our youngest was who wasn't an infant, because we were always like juggling infants and there were toddlers and school age children. But typically it would be like the youngest boy or girl who might be 2-3 years old. That's the one I would pick. And I would have that child give the envelope to the usher when the collection basket came. And so I would hold that child and say, now who are we giving this money to? And she'd say, to the poor. Because, you know, I would tell them the answer. And then every Sunday I would ask them the same question over and over again. Who are we giving this money to? We're giving it to the poor. And why are we doing that? Because Jesus said we have to help poor people. So with all my kids, from my oldest son now, who's in his late 30s, he's got 8 kids of his own, from the time he was a little guy all the way down to our youngest, who's a senior in high school now, I've done it with every single one of them. And they probably laugh about it now, but I've done it with every single one of them because I wanted to inculcate, my wife and I both, I'm not speaking just for myself, but we wanted to inculcate in their young minds why we do this. It's not just, you know, at this point in the Mass, you put something in the basket, but why are we doing this? To help poor people. Well, that's a simple concept that any child can get. And the second thing is we're doing it because Jesus tells us that we should help poor people. So I'm hopeful that that little lesson from their youth is going to stick with them throughout their lives and that they'll pass it on to their children.